still in the grass, watching parakeets. Flying in and out of closed windows. You said, you can't solve my problems, neither can I solve yours. We'll never be as beautiful as the parakeets in Istanbul. And do impossible things. Now we hang out in Japanese skies, collect shiny things for our next. Just like blackbirds, darkness painted to our chest. Now our collection's nearly finished. We've got bad luck tokens, diamond rings, and gold teeth. Say, can't get darker, but I see your shadow down beneath. And we'll never be as beautiful as the parakeets in Istanbul. We'll never be impossible like the parakeets in Istanbul. We'll never be as beautiful as the parakeets in Istanbul. We'll never be impossible like the parakeets in Istanbul. We'll never be as beautiful as the parakeets in Istanbul. We'll never be impossible like the parakeets in Istanbul. We'll never be as beautiful as the parakeets in Istanbul. We'll never be impossible like the parakeets in Istanbul. We'll never be as beautiful as the parakeets in Istanbul. We'll never be impossible like the parakeets in Istanbul. We'll never be as beautiful as the parakeets in Istanbul. We'll never be impossible like the parakeets in Istanbul.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Someone told me last night, there are no parakeets in Istanbul. And I said, that's why they're impossible. On violin tonight, we have Marla Hansen. She's from New York, I believe. Madison, Wisconsin, from the beginning. How was it growing up there? Was it fine?
It was cold.
It was cold. On bongos tonight, we have Tammy Carlson. She's from Gothenburg, Sweden. Myself, I come from a small suburb outside of Gothenburg called Kortedala. It's a very boring and miserable place. And it doesn't have any smell. I noticed that last time I was there. It doesn't smell anything in Kortedala at all. And I moved out of there some time ago because I didn't want to live there anymore. And just tonight before I left, the suburb tricked me into taking a little walk. And I walked down to the grocery store and I said goodbye to the guy who works there. And then I walked to the basketball field where I had my first kiss. And something happened, and Kortedala asked me, "Do you remember your first kiss? Well, how can I forget? My hands still shiver from the very thought of it. But sometimes I almost regret it, like I regret my regrets. I see myself on my deathbed saying, I wish I would have loved less. But that's when the feeling hits. So just lick your lips. These are the good times that you'll miss when you are sipping on the sweet nectar of your memories. I take of your memories. Last night I ran into my old life, still waiting for someone at the station, someone who never made it into my new life. So I called up Lisa, 'cause she's my only friend. I don't know anymore. Every heartbeat needs a reason." She said, "That's when the feeling hits. So just lick your lips. Can you smell the springtime in the breeze? You can't stop sipping on the sweet nectar of your memories. I funny story. Why don't you tell us a story about when you went down to Berlin to meet your old pen pal Nina? Okay, I can tell you that story. It was almost 3 summers ago now. Nina called me up. She said, "You know, I'm moving to America with my girlfriend. Why don't you come down to Berlin for a little while so we can hang out?" And I said, "Yeah, that's a good idea. I've never been to Berlin before. And it's really cheap to go from Gothenburg to Berlin. You just take the 2-hour bus. No, I mean the 20-hour bus for $20 instead of the 45-minute Ryanair flight for $25. So I took the bus anyway, because, you know, I thought I could make good use of those $5 somewhere in Berlin. And I came down to Zob am Funkturm, a bus station in Berlin. And Nina was waiting for me there. She helped me with my bags. Started walking slowly through the beautiful Berlin summer night. And she said, Jens, are you hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. I've been on that bus all day. I'm starving. Well, my parents are cooking up some really nice German vegetarian food. And I said, Nina, I never heard of such a thing. But I'm ready for adventures. I'm ready to try something new. So I'm up for it. So we walked by the opera house and into her parents' house and to the staircase. And all of a sudden she turns to me and she says, there's something I gotta tell you, Jens. What's that, Nina? I've told my parents that we're engaged. And I'm just standing there. I don't know what to say. And just then, the door opens and this big German guy standing there. He's looking at me, and the smell of spaghetti and basil and tomato slowly flowing out into the hallway. And he's staring at me, and I'm staring at him. And this is where everything started. Nina can be your boyfriend, so you can stay with your girl. Father is a sweet old man, but it's hard for him to understand that you wanna love a woman. Nina can be a boyfriend if it puts an end to all this nonsense. First time I see you in Berlin, and you don't tell me anything until outside your dad's apartment. I try to focus on your eyes. We're having dinner with your family now. Keep a steady look at your left eyebrow. If it's raised, it means yes. If it's not, it means take a guess. Hey, you stop kicking my legs. I'm doing my best. Can you pass the fist? So we're sitting there by this dinner table, devouring this awkward dinner, this German vegetarian food. And her father, the big German guy, he's leaning across the table, grabbing my arm, pulling me close to him, and I can smell his breath. And he says, Jens, I found you on the internet. And I found your music. You have a beautiful voice. And at this point, I'm just staring at my feet underneath the table. Thank you. And he says, Jens, do you mind if I put on your record? I guess that's okay. Father puts on my record. He says, so tell me about when you met her. I get a little nervous and I change the subject. I put my hand on some metal object. He jokes and tells me it's a lie detector. He takes out the booklet and starts reading. So I heard you're moving out next season. I say, yeah, New York is nice, the time of year, almost as green as it is here. It says, I thought you were moving back to Sweden. Oh, God, what have I done? I came to Berlin to have some fun, and the clock on the wall strikes 4, 5, 6. And your father's wall, a big crucifix. Guess that's why he won't let you go. His Catholic card is big and slow. You know I'll do anything for love, but Nina White, who you thinking of? So, in Cortadala, the place where I used to live, the only place to get out of Cortadala, because they built it like a labyrinth, like a maze, so it was easy to get in, but you couldn't get out. And the only way to get out, if you took a taxi from Cortadala, you had to print out Google Map directions. And I did that once, because I was going to the airport. And I was reading the directions, and it turned into a song for me, as with all things. It's called New Directions. It goes like this. Take a ride, it's a roundabout. Not a right, can see round or not. But left for 0.2 km. Merge onto 45 and take a ride again. Turn slight left at the passing Bellevue. 45 merges into E20. The E20 merges into E6. The sunset burns and the fire breaks. I get this feeling, this town's been constructed around me, just like in Philip K. Dick's time, out of joint, that I'm being used for some purpose in a future I did not know I lived in, a heart I didn't know could be breaking. They say this is what your friends are for, but I don't know who my friends are anymore. Thank you. left when you come out the door. Go past Peggy's grocery store. Walk down Calendar Road to the stops. There's a funeral home and some empty shops. Just wave your hand to the cruising cops. And flowers on all the doorknobs. The wedding's winding down the hill. Your left hand wrapped on a mint pastille. Your right hand wrapped on a Milky Way stone. From this point you'll never be alone. Thank you so much for listening to that. Oh, I still remember Regulate with Warren G. Could I have been back in the sweet summer of 1993? It was a sweet summer's night of Amiens. Oh, the sound of distant carnival drums, the Spanish guitar, someone's drums. It's a sweet summer's night of Amiens. My heart beats something like this. Boom, 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 boom. Can you hear the beat of my heart? Boom, 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 boom. Show here that I was playing ironic pop, and I can see that in one way, but I'm not ironic in any way. I'm just, how do you say it, comically retarded. So that when I try to make you laugh, you will cry, and when I try to tell you about what really hurts inside of me, you will laugh. And then this song, it will be a little bit of a mixture of both feelings. You will laugh and cry, depending on how you see it. It's a very silly song, but it reminds me of a kind of innocence that I haven't felt since I was a kid. And it's called A Friday Night at the Drive-In Bingo. Swedish little town, 2 acres of field and a gas station. Riding on my moped, looking for fun, staring into the bud red sun. Oh, the country road is a boulevard with neon lights. like a playing cards. Just jacks, jokers, and a queen of farts. My heart is beating, beating like Ringo. It's happening to the dropping Ringo. Wanna look like the people in the city, when the people in the city aren't the slightest pretty. I want the people in the counter to up front and shirts and saggy jeans up covered in dirt. I want the people in the counter to be open and kind, but most times I met those with a narrow mind, with the big black dog to bite you behind. If they ever find out you're not one of the kind, all these farts as I open up a Zingo Friday night at the drive-in bingo. Jack, but it's a pig. Hey, that's criminal. G42. Ooh, I'm going diagonal. Gonna gather up a handful of friends. As many fits into an army tent. Just bring your savings and a bottle of wine. To Friday night's reversal of time. This little Southwest spitter shouldn't cost that much. Maybe $1,000 and $1,000 we could have wild, wild parties in a big old lodge. And windmills perfect for movies and such. We could fake our deaths to get insurance money and take on hippie names. I mean, Snowfish should be sunny. We could start a little farm with little white bunnies. Go squash them coffee ladies, very funny. There's a cow with an answer just waiting for you. Glass of apple cider just waiting for you. Smell of 1952 just waiting for you. And all I'm doing here is just waiting for you. A daydream, I'm caught up in limbo. Friday night at the drive. Let's dive into the sunset. You're making me cry. At the airport in Istanbul, it was snowing, and I started thinking about this instrument. No, keep talking if you want to, it's fine. Talking is a good thing. I spent a long time in my life not talking to anyone. It didn't get me anywhere. So keep talking if you have, but only if you have a very good business plan. Or if you're hitting on someone, then it's justified and you can keep talking. Otherwise, shut up. So I landed at the airport and it was snowing. I haven't seen snow since 2005, I think. Because I've always been in the southern hemisphere when in the winter time. And I started thinking of this beautiful instrument, which is an African instrument, ironically. And I thought of a song. By Arthur Russell. I'm a little lost without you. Well, that could be it. Now I think that I have paid the cost to let up, take on by and not calling you. Cause I'm so busy thinking about kissing you. Now I wanna do that without entertaining another fall. Out on the ocean surf, I'll have to pull myself together. Now it's harder, I'm not on my turn. Just me and those big old waves rolling in. Cause I'm so busy thinking about kissing you. And now I wanna do that without entertaining another fall. It's all so unfinished, our love affair. The voice inside me is telling me to run away. I hope your feeling isn't diminished. I hope you need someone in your life, someone like me. Cause I'm so busy thinking about kissing you. And now I wanna do that without entertaining another fault. Thank you for singing so beautifully, by the way. For this song, though, I have to sing by myself, otherwise I'll lose myself in the lyrics. Next song. The song after the next song, I Want You Back. The song is about my hairdresser from a long time ago.
When Shirin cuts my hair, it's like a love affair. Let those locks fall to the ground, or let them stay. I show her my passport, what I look like, but she just smiles and lets me know it's gonna be alright. Shirin, 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 Shirin. Shirin, 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 Shirin. When Shirin cuts my hair, Mama's sitting in the rocking chair. Tells me stories from the war in Iraq, 'cause they were there. Shirin pulls my head to the side, but in the mirror I can see a tear in her eye. Shirin, 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 Shirin. Shirin, 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 Shirin. Your hands are soft, your hands are soft, just like silk. You're a drop of blood, you're a drop of blood in my glass of milk. Your hands are soft, your hands are soft, just like silk. You're a drop of blood, you're a drop of blood in my glass of milk. When Shirin does her magic to my frizzy straw, immigration and tax representatives stumble upon their laws. But what if it reaches the government that you have a beauty salon in your own apartment? I won't tell anyone. Shirin, Shirin, Shirin. Tell anyone, Shirin, Shirin, Shirin. I won't tell
Thank you so much. And this song is a song about skipping all the bullshit so we can get on with our lives.
I am leaving you because I don't love you. I am leaving you because I don't love you. Oh, it's the knowledge, it's the knowledge, it's the knowledge of future clarity that makes my voice tremble with greater dignity. We'll be right back. because I don't love you. I am leaving you because I don't love you. For babies of snow that I just could not hold. So you pick up your asthma inhaler and put it against your lips. Oh, those lips of love that I was dreaming of, just feel red and soft. I'm so sorry I couldn't love you enough. Still never told you, but I'm
Thank you so much. It's Marla and Tammy.